Welcome to the Christopher Peter series. Premium brands handle their business much differently than those chasing them. While new brands outwardly embrace risk-taking and pursuing non-traditional approaches, the brand leaders will usually make their actions seem like the norm, or innovation that a leader would make, not a desperation attempt for fleeting short-term gains. The Los Angeles Lakers are a premier brand for the NBA. The purple and gold brand has now the second most championships in the history of the league, but probably has more iconic figures to wear their jersey than the Celtics. Premium brands usually go about their decision-making in a different manner than what we see with the Lakers. The Lakers reportedly settled on the next individual to lead their organization as it navigates an interesting period.
Former
NBA player and Duke standout J.J. Redick will lead the organization as it transitions from the LeBron era to whatever is next for them. He will help shape what that may look like. The NBA has shown in the past that experience as a head coach is mostly overrated, although there has been some notable challenges for some recently. Experience around the novel head coach may be vital, as the inexperienced coaches work to set the culture and identity of the team. Redick obviously is a brilliant basketball mind, as one can see from his media work. Interesting to see how this turns out. The job search was pretty interesting. As I said in the past, it is somewhat of a trap because the situation comes with an unreasonably high demand to win now and then, potentially rebuild in 1, maybe 2 years. Their first choice expectedly rejected the aggressive offer the Lakers made. His current situation was more appealing than making the risky jump. Premium brands usually get what they appear to want, because most seem to manicure their searches to look like they generated great interest and selected the best candidate, and that candidate accepted. Provides the appearance that the position is desirable, and nobody turns them down. The Lakers are on the cusp of showing they can navigate back to their premium status and elevate past that perpetual play in appearance. In contrast, the Boston Celtics built a championship roster through a patient and reflective process that did not overreact to the momentary adversity. Rather than outsource their talent search to a star player, they seem to weather any storm and proceed forward, making changes when needed, but overall staying the course. There was great pressure for them to break the tie with the Lakers. Northeast sports fans are not known for taking a laid-back approach with their teams. Whether it's Philly, Boston, or New York, fans will let their teams know what they think at any given moment. The fiercely passionate fan bases keep pressure on front offices to achieve. Two different premium brands, two different approaches, two different states. Please continue to listen to the Christopher Peter Review on YouTube and YouTube Music.